I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. In today's episode, I want to share with you guys my heart and a revelation I got this week. Last week, we didn't have a real-time episode. I did a throwback to one of my favorite episodes. The original title was Rewire Your Mind. And I reposted that episode mostly because I needed it. To be honest with you, because the last few weeks, really since this year has started, it's been really tough for me. And this podcast has always, from the beginning, from our old name to Blessed and Bossed Up, has been heavily about the journey. You know, at first it was about the journey of entrepreneurship. Now it's about the journey of making God the CEO of your business. And there are times where we want to go in on scripture. There are times where we're going to go in on business. There's times where we're going to tackle these different topics. But I do want to make sure that there are also times where we're able to just talk about the mental and emotional sacrifices and things that we go through living this life. And the last few months have been really tough for me. I felt very weighed down, very tired. And I'm somebody who goes to bed. Everybody know, don't text Tatum past 9:30 because she ain't responded to the morning. I be asleep. You know, but even someone who gets their rest in the evenings and things like that, I don't know. I've been in my head a lot and almost like I was living outside of my body, if that makes sense. And there have been times where my husband is like, what's up? Like, you good? You ain't smiled in like 2 days. What's going on? You okay? Anything you want to talk about? Like, he's looking at me like something's wrong. What's going on? And I hadn't even been able to articulate it to him. I'm like, I don't know. You know, I have so much to be grateful for. And God has blessed me so much. I just don't know what's going on. And we even have a prayer call within the host of the society where we come together and it's an opportunity for us to pray for each other as well as pray for our group. And we always ask each other, like, what's your prayer requests? And then we cover each other on the call and pray for our community. And I couldn't even articulate what I needed prayer for. And I'm a communicator. I'm able to articulate things that are complicated. I'm usually good at that, but I just didn't have it. And I found myself just really, like I said, living outside of my body, if that makes sense. Just being heavily in my head and not really present in the moment. And I needed to bring myself back on track, but I just didn't know how, and I didn't really know how to figure out what was going on. And it wasn't depression. I wasn't sad at all. I just wasn't my best self, and I wasn't living a life of peace and joy. And those are things that are my right. as a child of God. You know what I mean? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So why am I walking around not having any? Joy is biblically defined as awareness of God's grace. God's grace is all around me. So why am I not being aware of it? And it was really one of those times where I needed to check in with myself to figure out what the problem was so that I could course correct. It was even getting to the point where like my prayer time was different. I didn't have like I would have my prayer points for other people that they were saying and I write it down and I'm seeking God for them. But even then that the time it was just different. And it came to the point this week because this has been like up and down really since the year started. And what happened was the end of the year, Christmas, me, BJ, the baby, we all had COVID. We get over COVID, we start the new year. Anchor Media, new management service, has like multiple new clients that are starting at the top of the year. We have a new cohort of Academy students, which is our program for new and aspiring podcasters that's starting at the top of the year. We have the podcast anniversary. We have a new product that we're putting out, which is our limited edition, God is My CEO prayer journal. We've really hit the ground running, taking on new clients. I started a new business, Anchor Media Studios. Follow us on Instagram, which is at its core, it's essentially a real estate business. So a commercial real estate business at its core. And so we're in the middle of a real estate deal right now because we're buying a property. And so it's a lot going on. Great things, exciting things, things that I pray for this life. I remember the last time I felt like this was when God first told me to leave my job and when he told me to shut down my business. These are similar emotions that I had back then. But it's different because back then the root of my emotions was like, God, what's up? I'm being obedient and you're not. I don't see the fruit of that obedience. Like I shut down my business. I've been the most obedient I've ever been, but I'm not seeing the result of that in my life. So that was the root of that frustration then. But here I am, however many years later, I think that was like four or five years ago. So here I am now with so many of the things that were once just tears in my prayer journal, he has blessed me with. So what's the problem? And I watched a sermon. I usually don't watch sermons because I like to just read the word for what it is and not necessarily somebody else's colorful interpretation of it. So a friend of mine sent me the sermon, though. And sometimes sermons are helpful for me when I can't find the words and I'm off. I can just hear it communicated and I'm going to go back and read it for myself. But a friend of mine sent it to me. So I was like, all right, let me check it out. I finished my work for the day early. Let me check it out. So the sermon was great. At the end, he said he just talked about being vulnerable and just telling God how you feel, essentially, which is something I tell you guys all the time. But I needed to take my own advice. And I tried to, but again, I couldn't find the words to really articulate what was going on. And my prayers really have been like, God, fill me up. God, you know what you know my heart. You know what I need. All general things like that. But what I really needed to do was spend some time with myself to get to the root of what was going on and then take that specific problem to God. And so that sermon really just triggered that for me. And so after I finished watching it, I was like, okay, God, look, something's wrong. I'm not operating in joy. I'm doing the things that I've learned to do over time, right? I'm pulling out things from my happy list. I'm going for the walks. I'm going to Target and I'm doing, taking myself out to eat, all of these things, but they're not working. And what God began to show me was that I operate on a day-to-day from a space of responsibility and not a space of rest. And I was like, tell me more. But the problem was all of these things that I listed and more are amazing, right? They're blessings. They're things that I can't even articulate how grateful I am for what God has done in me and in my life. But with these great things comes responsibility. And because my heart posture is to be a good steward and to serve God well, that's how I show up. But it's also my responsibility to rest and abide in him, and he abide in me. And from that rest and that abiding, that's how I'm gonna bear much fruit. And it really, what I feel like God just really reeled me back in. And I want to share this with you guys, because I believe some of you guys need to be reeled back in, because you're in the space that was once a prayer point. And it's very easy, and I'm learning this now, like it's very easy to get out of that place of rest and get into that place of responsibility. And the problem is, when we are abiding in God and he's abiding in us, right? We're able to pour from while simultaneously getting refilled. So it's impossible for us to be weighed down. It's impossible for us to feel stretched thin and burdened down and heavy, because we're constantly being replenished through us being connected to God and abiding in him. So for me, I didn't think I wasn't abiding in God, because I was still, you know, spending my time reading my word. I was doing all of the things that I have learned to do over the years. But in this season of my life, that abiding is going to have to look different in order to sustain the level that he's elevated me to, and in order to grow. And I'm grateful that he reeled me back in, because it forced me to then reevaluate how I've been doing things thus far and how things need to change for my current season and potentially for seasons to come, because it might need to change again. But one of the things was, like, even as I discussed a few minutes ago, just going to my happy list and doing the things on my list are great for like just that day-to-day disconnect, normal, regular stuff. God don't have me doing normal, regular stuff right now. So those rewards need to be a little bit bigger. I was saying in our group chat, I was telling Rosalind, I was like, I can't go to Target to reward myself for buying a property. Those are not equal. Buying a property is huge. Starting a business that already has a multi-six-figure asset is amazing. And going to Target or going out to eat is simply just not going to cut that, or it's just simply not going to cut it. They don't equal. And I guess it's being humble to a fault, because I guess my reward system just ain't caught up with the stuff that God has me doing. But again, that him reeling me back in was huge. So then I started looking things up, because y'all know how I do. And I went to one of my trusted places, which is BibleStudyTools.com. And I looked at rest because I wanted to see what scriptures they pulled together and how they articulated it. So, and I'm going to read it from there. They said, rest, most uses of the noun and verb in the Bible are non-theological. However, the verb and noun take on theological and spiritual meaning in relation to God, to the people of both the Old and New Covenants, and to individual believers under both covenants. The most significant theological use in the Bible is found in Hebrews 7:3-11. And then it goes on to say, this one was big to me. The Old Testament, Yahweh, the creator of the universe, rested from the act of creating on a seventh day. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all of the work of creation. The Old Testament, Yahweh, the creator of the universe, rested from the act of creating on the seventh day. God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all of the work of creation he had done. God contemplated his own work, knowing that it was good. And it made me go back to Genesis for myself, because I told you I always got to go back and read things for myself and in different translations and things. But in Genesis, the first book of the Bible, chapter 1, verse 31, it says, then God looked over all he had made and he saw that it was very good. And this is a key component of rest. And maybe in the next episode, I can actually put together a strategy for how we can operate from a place of rest and not responsibility. But for this episode, I just want to share the revelation. But God created everything. And after he created it all, first, before resting, he looked back and saw, what did it say? He said that God looked over all that he had made and saw that it was very good. So God took a moment to appreciate all that the work that was done. And for me, I think that when I read that, I was like, that's something I don't do. And I ain't doing nowhere near what God was doing. Like, I ain't creating the whole heavens and earth and everything in between. I ain't doing that. But God, after creating everything, took a step back and was like, it's good. And then rested. And it gave me now a strategy, something that I can't overlook in my day-to-day life, which is, of course, resting and abiding in him. And again, another episode, we can go into like really teaching mode with that, but I just want to share the revelation. But really taking taking moments and being very intentional with it, taking moments to take a step back to see like this is good. And not good as far as what we can do, but being aware of God's grace. The definition of joy, and this is something I felt like I was missing over the last few months, was joy. And joy is biblically defined as awareness of God's grace. So a lot of my struggles is I was spending too much time in my head. I was spending too much time allowing the responsibilities of the blessings be my focal point and keep me disconnected from being aware of God's grace in the little things.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. You just realized that your business needed to hire somebody yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people that you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. I've hired many times, and it's always very slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. How fast is Indeed? In the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
And that was big for me, y'all. That was big for me. God really reeled me back in, and I'm so appreciative of that. And I wanted to share this with you because, again, I feel like some of you guys, God is trying to reel you back in so you're not burdened down by the responsibilities of the blessings. You're not going to build big things and they not feel heavy sometimes, or the work that goes into it is not a lot. It is. And I'm hoping that this, me sharing this revelation, opens your eyes up a bit to it, because it's easy for us to stay in that place and not get pulled back. And that's why making sure that we're spending time with God and really seeking Him and being relentless in pursuit of Him is so important, because He's able to course correct and say, hey, Tatum, you're getting it wrong right here. Come back. I need you to realize where the disconnect is. I'm trying to show you something so that you can have that joy and that peace that surpasses all understanding. That's your right to have. And I can't even tell y'all how grateful I am for God reeling me back in. Because if not, I feel like I would have just burnt myself out or just continued to just work and be focused on the blessings and not even, or the work of the blessings, and not even be able to enjoy it. There's so much to be joyous about. But again, I was letting the responsibility of it and moving from that or operating in a place of responsibility and not in a place of rest. And that's where I've been getting it wrong. And I love when God pulls me together, because it's from that place that I can repent and that I can do better moving forward. So I'm going to stop the episode right here, because I just want to let that marinate for anybody that it resonates with. So if this resonated with you, let me know in the comments of the YouTube video. And next week, let's get into, and I'm going to really seek God on this, because this is my life, right, too, and I'm here. I'm going to seek God on really the strategy on how to operate from a place of rest and not responsibility. And we'll get to that hopefully next week. But that's it. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you rate the show. Follow us on Instagram at Blessed and Bossed Up, and follow me at Tatum Tamia. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.